Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Perfect day for a ball game. Welcome back, PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Dan Mason, GM of the Rochester Red Wings, is joining us in the studio. There's a reason I can't wear white, Dan. He brought in burgers and I got ketchup.
Did you really? Oh my God. What a slob.
I just can't wear white.
I'm sorry.
It's not your fault.
It's him.
It's me.
We have so many fun things to talk about when it comes to the Rochester Red Wings. I mean, things happened last night. This is our second to last weekend of the season.
Yeah.
Which is insane.
You were just in here talking about opening day.
I know. It's crazy. Back in April seems like it was 2 weeks ago.
I know.
How did it go last night? Did we win?
We didn't win.
But that doesn't matter.
The story of the night was clearly Bruce the Bat Dog's debut.
That's 100%. So Bruce the Bat Dog already has so many fans right here in the 585. And by the way, the merch is awesome.
Yes.
All the merch he put together for Bruce the Bat Dog?
Yeah.
So how many bats did he retrieve last night?
He grabbed about, I think it was 10 was the final tally.
That's a lot.
Yes. So he worked about 3 or 4 innings and then went to the concourse and signed autographs and took selfies with people.
Autographs.
And it was we had a huge line, probably 300 to 400 people.
It's insane.
Waited in line to get a picture with Bruce.
He's famous. Cool.
He is famous.
Yeah.
So we've seen all the lead up and the build up of him on social, the videos, the pictures. Our friends down at the B got to hang out with him, which I'm kind of bitter about, but we'll talk about that off air. And there's just been so much hype around him, and he crushed it. And this was his like kind of one and done debut, and then he'll come back next season full swing.
Yes. So nice. He'll usually work about probably 5 to 8 games a year. So last night was his first game ever.
Yeah.
And he did a phenomenal job.
Oh, we love that. So this weekend, for everybody going to the game, I know there's a 6:45 p.m. game tonight.
6:05 tonight.
Excuse me, 6:05. That's Bruce won't be there.
He will not be there. He won't be back probably until next year.
Mm-hmm. Okay, got it. All right. This is exciting. And he has plenty more time to train. Give that dog a milk bone, will you?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's so great. So what's going on at Innovative Field? Who's what are they doing in the kitchen this weekend?
In the kitchen? Let me think.
Chef Keith.
Last night we had chicken and rice was our special. So I'm not sure what our special is going to be for the rest of the weekend. But Chef Keith is still got it going. And I'm sure we'll have some very tasty treats for the fans. This weekend, we play tonight at 6:05. We got fireworks, plus it's our Hall of Fame night tonight. So we'll be inducting 3 new members into our Hall of Fame.
Gorge.
Yeah.
Yep. Chris Colabello, Dyer Miller, and Fred Valentine. And then tomorrow night, game time 6:05 again with fireworks and team photo giveaway to the first 5,000 fans. And then Sunday, our last Bark in the Park day.
Yep.
So the last time to bring your dog to the ballpark. We also have a leash giveaway to the first 1,000 fans, and then kids can run the bases with Spikes and Mitzi after the game.
Yes.
Yeah, the Red Wings love the pets. 100%.
Very much so. And then you go back on the road, and then you come back for your final week, which is the week of the 16th, and we have to talk about the Pride game on the 17th.
Yes, Pride night on the 17th. We'll have Pride jerseys the first 1,000 fans. We'll have fireworks after the game. It's going to be a great night on Tuesday, September 17th.
Very excited for that game.
I know.
So excited for that game.
I know. I'm bummed out I'm going to miss it because I'm hosting an event at Fringe Fest that night. But Breezy's going to be there to represent. And I know this season, you still got a couple of home games left. But what are you really going to miss most about this season?
I think I always miss the interaction with our fans. You know, like just everyday conversations, how's it going?
Are you famous at the ballpark?
No.
Like, do people come up to you and they're like, Mace.
He's so humble.
No, I mean,
no?
I know a lot of people just from, you know, we get a lot of people that come every night or come 60 or 70 times
a year. Well, I'll tell you what, man. You came into the studio today with a tie on. This is the nicest you've ever looked.
No, actually.
You clean up really nicely, Dan.
I know you didn't dress up for us. What do you have after this?
I'm more of a nocturnal creature.
Yeah, so I know.
After work and night game, you know, we always have a night game before I come in here on Friday. So it's, you know, it's a little bit, I don't usually dress up or look nice when I come in here.
I was going to say, did you wear that last night and just sleep in it and come in this morning?
Exactly.
Or what's the vibe?
No,
yes.
We don't judge here, Dan.
Yes.
No, we do not.
Hey, let's work on getting those moose balls in for next season, yeah?
Moose balls.
With
I'm
the syrup. Yeah, tell Chef Keith.
Every Friday when I come back to the ballpark, I go into the kitchen. He goes, how did it go? I go, well, any update on the moose balls?
Don't forget, I have stock in the company, so technically I'm kind of your boss.
Okay. That is true.
All right, guys, get those tickets for the game tonight at 6:05 at Innovative Field, and then they'll be same time Saturday.
Yep, same time Saturday with fireworks tonight and tomorrow, and then 1:05 on Sunday.
All right, we love it. Go Red Wings. Dan, I hate to tell you this, buddy, but you owe me a new shirt. So
I will bring a new shirt next time.
Thank you so much.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.